week about Brock Osweiler and their ability to do some more bootlegs with him. Are they still a zone blocking scheme team, stretch and cut? Is that still a Gary Kubiak hallmark?
That remains at the core of what they're doing is the stretch run game.
What does that enable them to do off of that in the passing game?
Well, off that, you're going to get the misdirection bootlegs and you get the play pass shots. That's what they do. But the a staple, and it was the first time we played them, staple of their run game is the stretch, you know, being able to run the stretch efficiently.
What's the key fundamentally defensively to stopping that stretch run? When teams get rolling on it, they really see the key.
We'll find out if we understand the keys or not when we play Sunday, you know. Not really big on trying to declare our intentions going into a game, but we need to play well. And, you know, it's a good football team. And you know, they're on top of our division, and it's a great opportunity for us to go in and play our best 60 minutes.
Cooper, the foot thing, is that something you came in practice, or was that a minor issue or something?
Yeah, his foot's bothering him, put him on the report, you know, and he'll play.
With no name, do you go back to TJ back there at safety, or go with Larry, or fill in that absence?
Exactly, the combination like we've done it, you know, we'll play it however we feel is appropriate. We've gone through this before with Nate out, and you know, you saw how we did it before. You know, a couple different guys have worked back there, and we're ready to go.
One of the reasons you're able to keep the game close the last time, they only got one chunk play in the passing game, but you were also able to limit yards after the catch. That's still key component of defense this week?
Sure it is, yeah. It's good. It's a good component for playing good defense every week, you know. Is be able to stop the run game, be able to limit the vertical throws, and be able to tackle well. And, you know, if you do those things, you could have a good day.
What do you like about the job that TJ's done at safety from early on in the season?
He's got a lot of range. He's an intelligent guy. And, you know, we have no problem with him matching up whenever we want to stay in base people against smaller groups. You know, we have no problem doing that because he's a guy that can go out and obviously cover the third wide out.
We haven't had access to you since the Michael Crabtree extension. Why was that a good thing now, and are you happy that you locked up?
Yeah, we're really excited that we got a really good player signed up long term. He's come in here and, you know, every day expressed himself, a great teammate, a great leader, you know, been very productive for us. So it's been excellent. You know, we're excited that we got it done, and I think it's just, you know, part of what we're building going forward. You know, collect good players, guys that come in and show that they're the kind of guys that we're looking to have, you know, be able to keep them long term is big for us.
Jack, for a long time this place was not looked at as a destination to go for free agents. Charles Woodson was saying yesterday that it's something like this is going to make other free agents look at this team and say, why did you want to stay? Why did you
sure.
stay? Is that a big message?
Yeah, it's part of it.
A subtle message that maybe this gets
considered? Well, it's part of it. I mean, listen, this is a there's a bright future on the horizon. You know, we've got a lot of blocks in place to have a really good football team, you know, going forward. We're working on becoming that team every week, looking to go out and express that this week and play really good football this week. But, yeah, there's a lot of energy in this building, a lot of positive energy. That has been sustained throughout the year, and we're going to keep bringing it this last month.
The flip side is that you also get Derek to Kip, one of his top two receivers with Amari
yeah.
and Michael, a chance yeah. to grow. How much of a factor was that you keep those core guys together?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we know we've got a really good quarterback, and you want to have, you know, want to continue to surround him with talent and playmakers. And, you know, we made a real concentrated effort to get that done this offseason, and feel like you know, we have a really good collection of guys, and we know we're going to get them all back.
Is there forming a catch rule committee? I heard you were outspoken about that in the March meeting. So why do you think there's a need for a new catch rule?
Hold on, that was a lot in that sentence.
There's
a lot of information in there.
So there's a catch rule committee. I heard in March you were outspoken about how you weren't a big fan of the current rule. What don't you like about it? What do you want to see change about the
so after we get done being on camera, I want to talk about that. I think it'd be great if they looked at it. I think we would all like it to be a little cleaner. We all hold games or grew up holding games in our backyard or out in the street or whatever. And I think we've gotten away from what we would have all considered a catch. And so I think it'd be good to go back and make sure, you know, that we take a look at it.
Yeah,